The Flat World platform is just like that pizza dough. It allows every culture to season and flavor it as they like, and you are going to see them do that more now than ever. At the same time, the fact that people in emerging nations like India will be able to innovate without having to emigrate means that local cultures have a much better chance of being preserved. A young Indian engineer no longer has to stand in line outside the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi and pray to win the lottery and secure a visa to America so that he or she can move to frigid Minnesota and give up his or her native dress, native cuisine, native music, and extended family, all the things that make up a native culture, just to get a decent engineering job at 3M. That is a very good thing for the preservation of Indian local culture. Cultures are nested in environments, and to the extent that more people can now not only survive, but even thrive by staying home in their native region, in their own environment, has got to be a net plus for the forces of cultural diversity versus the forces of homogeneity. Moreover, even those individuals who have had to uproot themselves from developing countries to go west, to Europe or America in particular, have been able to take advantage of the flattening of the world to hold on to many aspects of their local culture, even if they are living in the midst of a different one thousands of miles away. Thanks to their ability to read their local newspapers online, to communicate with family and friends by phone for almost nothing using voice-over-the-internet technology, to watch daily news from Cairo or Calcutta, in Arabic and Hindi, thanks to internet or satellite TV, the forces of particularization now seem to be as strong as the forces of homogenization. Of course, Americanization via globalization is still a very powerful force. One should never underestimate it. But somehow, more than a decade after the fall of the Berlin Wall, it no longer seems inevitable that everyone is going to look, speak, sing, dance, and think like an American because of globalization. As it happens, globalization of the local is an expression I first saw used by an Indian-born expert on globalization and cultural identity, Indrajit Banerjee, the Secretary General of the Asian Media Information and Communications Center, AMIC. In an interview with Felix So of the Straits Times of Singapore, September 11, 2005, Banerjee explained that he coined the term to describe the phenomenon that allows diaspora communities around the world to use today's global media networks to cling to their local mores, news, traditions, and friends, no matter where they are living. As So put it in the introduction to his interview with Banerjee, globalization of the local is globalization in reverse. Instead of global media enveloping Asia, the region's local media are going global. This phenomenon of the globalization of the local is being driven by the demand for local news and information from Asia's diasporas, notably the millions of Chinese and Indian emigres now living in all parts of the world. Banerjee, who has a PhD in communications from the Sorbonne in Paris, sees this from his perch in Singapore, where he teaches at a university. One would think that globalization in Asia would mean going English, but that's not the case, he said in the interview with the Straits Times. The diasporic market means you can have international newspapers, international TV and radio channels, which are completely based on local languages. This is what I call the globalization of the local. It is not the global which comes and envelops us. It is the local which goes global. Today, Britain and the United States have television channels where the programming is all in Chinese, Spanish, Arabic, or Japanese. If you have populations spread all over the world, then you can use effectively the satellite platforms to broadcast to pockets all over the world, added Banerjee. If you put these pockets together, they become a huge global market. So pointed out that ZTV, the biggest Indian entertainment network, had blazed a trail for other Indian TV channels to go regional in Asia. Said Banerjee, ZTV has a very clear Indian market. It is the Indian diaspora. Its programming is in Hindi. For ZTV, competition is not really an issue. It doesn't want to capture the other language audiences. He added, also, in the near future, Asia will be a major producer of media content, which is a very positive development. For a long time, Asia was a receiver of content from the West. Now, because we're coming of age and becoming mature, our media experiences are substantial. This, together with the rich culture and heritage of Asia, presents the region with tremendous potential to be a content trading hub. India has one of the world's biggest film industries. It is producing a lot of television content. South Korea and Japan are very strong in animation. My belief is that the global is going to be interesting only if it is a range of the local. The whole diversity of local experiences and local content is present, rather than one content producer, one language, one cultural perspective, and one ideology dominating the world. India, for instance, has exploded recently as a platform for the outsourcing of game designs and cartoon animation. I was struck by something the head of one of these companies said to me when I visited. Ashish Kulkarni, COO of Jadu Works in Bangalore, explained that India had an abundance of traditional artists who were able to make the transition easily to computerized digital painting. Many of these artists are the children of Hindu temple sculptors and painters. We train them to transform their traditional skills to animation in a digital format, said Kulkarni. But to keep up their traditional Indian painting skills, Jadu Works also had a room set aside where artists could retreat to indulge in their native artistry, because the two skills reinforce each other. Companies like Jadu Works come and go with the demands of the global market and who can offer the best, cheapest artists at any given time. But before the world got flat, India had virtually no companies doing this business at all. Now, a new generation of Indian artists will at least have a chance to maintain or advance their skills rather than drive taxis to earn a living. We now tell the parents, if your kids are doing well in drawing in 7th grade, you must think of making a career in animation, said Kulkarni.